Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm DeLoss Yonke. 28 Illinois County Farm Bureaus have been awarded grants under the latest round of the Nutrient Stewardship Grant Program. It's the fifth consecutive year in which Illinois Farm Bureau has awarded the grants, totaling nearly $550,000 in the last 5 years. They help promote local nutrient stewardship, soil health, and water quality projects. Lauren Lurkins, Director of Environmental Policy at Illinois Farm Bureau, says the 2020 Nutrient Stewardship Grant Program has committed more than $154,000 to support different projects across the state, and there's an additional $88,000 of in-kind matches. This year's grant projects include hosting educational field days to promote ag conservation practices and new research findings, as well as reducing nutrient runoff in two nutrient loss reduction strategy priority watersheds. Others will incorporate cover crops, conduct soil and water sampling, exploring manure management, as well as hosting a series of watershed planning meetings. All projects will be conducted with the ultimate goal of achieving nutrient loss reduction under the Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy, the eventual target of which is a 45% reduction in the loss of nitrogen and phosphorus to the Mississippi River. All things considered, it's been a pretty good week in D.C. The U.S.-China Phase 1 trade package announcement, also tax extenders being passed through Congress. Now USMCA, which could come to a vote tomorrow in the House. Illinois Corn Growers Association has representation in D.C. Randy DeSutter, Vice President of Illinois Corn, farms close to the border of Knox and Henry County.
Well, we're out here to try to get the USMCA trade deal across the finish line. From what I understand, it passed out of the Ways and Means Committee yesterday, so they're going to vote on it Thursday, the full House. And we're out here. A lot of the members still haven't taken a public position, so we want the last thing they hear to be good things about it. You can't take anything for granted, and of course everybody knows the big deal today in the House is the impeachment hearing. So they kind of had their mind sidetracked. So we want to get it back on the trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
Randy DeSutter, optimistic about USMCA package, as well as optimistic about the opportunity for more market access to China.
I know our U.S. Feeds Grains Council has been really working hard to get ethanol expansion into China, and what a large market if we can get it in there and get those guys using ethanol as well.
Randy DeSutter, the Vice President of Illinois Corn Growers Association, said on the way to the Moline Airport he still saw plenty of corn standing, unfortunately, with this delayed 2019 harvest. DeLoss Yonke, RFD Radio Network.